Welcome on in, people. This is GQDN for Wednesday, December the 7th, 2022. In today's news, we have some 10 million flights. PlayStation says you're not the only awards in town. And we got some stuff coming for the Game Awards. But today, we start with an IGN article that says that Sonic co-creator has been arrested again for more insider trading. In fact, at Takashi Mizuki did say on Twitter, Ashi, Tokyo District Public Prosecutor's Office rearrested former Square Enix employees, including Yuji Naka, this time for alleged insider trading related to Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier. So he allegedly bought 10,000 shares, around a value of $20,000 ahead of announcing its partnership with Square Enix for the Dragon Quest tech mobile game. He did it again. But now we go to some different type of chaos. And the Game Awards is coming up tomorrow, but in the voice actors category, there has been some very big time debates. This comes to us from SVG.com. And between Genshin Impact and Sonic Frontiers, that's the player's voice category, so not the voice actors, my bad. But there's been some racist remarks on Twitter. In fact, Sage did say on Twitter, quote, Elden Ring, G-O-T-Y, and would have voted for Elden for the current poll, People's Choice Awards, but I ain't letting racism slide, because he posted something from Moody. It's a Chinese game, cheating comes more naturally to them than spreading plagues. And Iliruto did reply to that, quote, this is ironically just racism. Ironically just racism. And the Twitter thread goes on. Some people agree with what he said. So this is going to be a debate, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night when the Game Awards does come on. So now we go to The Verge, and TheVerge.com did say you can check them out on YouTube. That's YouTube.com if you look for the Game Awards. Or you can go to their Twitch at twitch.tv/Game Awards. Plus, remember, that whole contest is going on, and that's in the Steam-powered store. So you have to look that up on the web. And if you do have our Patreon, you can go check that out in our Discord. Now we go to Rock Paper Shotgun, and they are saying that one of the Dell laptops, gaming laptops, is down $1,030, and its sale price is $1,169.99. So normally, this Core i9 Dell gaming laptop is valued at $2,200, but now it costs $1,170. So go get it on the Dell website. It is very, very quickly. Could be gone soon. Now we go to one of the games that we knew that was going to be announced there. And it looks like Diablo 4 could have some teasers tomorrow. So at Diablo did say, her presence grows near. Like this post and be notified of how you can contribute to her summoning. So, what do you think? Well, it's not just that. But some people did give their thoughts up on Polygon. The writer there said that this is indeed a very, very dark game. And it almost depressed the writer, Ryan Gillum. But he did have a couple of quotes in here. And I'll just give you one from the Polygon interview at BlizzCon 2019. And this came from John Mueller. one of the Diablo 4 art directors. Quote, "When we first started, the thing I was really keyed into this idea of like medieval fantasy and what makes dark medieval fantasy cool. It's really grounded in our own history, angels and demons and mankind in the middle. This is not a new thing. Actually, when we were starting the project, we were looking at a lot of medieval paintings and old masters paintings because that's what we wanted to bring forward. We weren't looking at the other two video games. We weren't looking into the other movies. We were looking at like Rembrandt's, and we were looking at like, you know, old religious paintings. So this is going to be a very, very dark game, and there might be a release date announced tomorrow. We shall see. Now we go to the PS blog, PlayStation blog, and they've decided to have their own award show. So 16 categories over the past 12 months, and this one include Best New Character, Best Story, Best Graphical Showcase, Best Art Direction, Best Audio Design, Soundtrack of the Year, Best Accessibility Features, Best Use of DualSense, Best Ongoing Game, Best Sports Game, Best Re-Release, PlayStation 5 Game of the Year, Most Anticipated PlayStation Game of 2023 and beyond. Hurts your heart. So you can go check that out on the PlayStation blog. Now we gotta get a little bit of bad news out of the way, because there are some people that talk about news there on Twitch. And Hessen Piker has been banned after rebroadcasting the Kanye interview. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and he was banned by Twitch, and Twitch had to ban them because Censored TV did contact Twitch saying that he could not do that. So, here's the thing. Censored TV is talking about free speech, and yet they just limited one person from rebroadcasting free speech. Just saying. Okay, so last but not least, Flight Simulator now has 10 million pilots. Well, Xbox has been boasting about that. That's news.xbox.com. And, well, they've given out the data. 500 million flights, 4 billion miles flown, equivalent of 10 million trips around the Earth, equivalent of 200 round trips from the Earth to Sun. And by the way, it's all on sale. So the deluxe edition for the 40th anniversary is now just under $100. That's the premium edition. The deluxe edition is now $72. The standard edition is now $48. If you're flying, you're flying. If you're flying, you're flying. So if you're flying, come on over to twitch.tv/dawnforge. Come to stackup.org. Come to thegroupquest.com. And go look us all up on Twitter at dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. We're going to fly away now. Tomorrow, Game Awards. Oh boy. Tomorrow, more news. Yeah, we'll go play some games. So will you. So go play some games, people.